We come before the Lord. Let us ask the Lord to open our ears and our hearts to receive His word.
再一次，我哋嚟到神嘅面前，让我哋求佢开我哋嘅眼，开我哋嘅耳朵嚟听佢嘅话语。
Let's come together in prayer.
让我哋一同祈祷。
Thank you again, O Lord, that you would come to us.
感谢主，你嚟到我哋当中。
That you would meet with us.
与我哋相遇。
Lord, that you would come and grant us an audience.
你嚟到赐俾我哋，让我哋听你嘅话语。
Lord, help us that we may hear.
求你帮助我哋聆听。
That we may understand.
让我哋明白。
And that we would believe.
我哋相信。
That we would follow.
我哋跟随。
We ask this in Jesus' name.
我哋奉耶稣基督名求。
Amen. Well, this is Thanksgiving Sunday.
又到咗感恩节嘅主日啦。
So, once again, we're near the end of the year. Now, this is a special Sunday for us. We just witnessed the church receiving all these, our new members. All these new members joining the body of Christ here. And that makes it special for us. As we see the body of Christ growing one by one. As a church come together to celebrate this time. As we celebrate the grace of Christ in our lives, in their lives. So although it's a special time for us. And it's a joyous time. We must remember. That we're here to worship our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. For we are made to worship. And sometimes we might not realize this. And some of us might not even think that we worship in our lives every day. And surprise, even though you might not think you're worshiping, but at least of all, you're worshiping yourself. The problem is that we end up worshiping things that are not worthy to be worshipped. And that we don't realize that God is the only object of worship that is worthy. And it's not just because He's our creator. But because of His great love He has given to us. So it's important for us. Actually very vital for us. For us as we come to worship Him, to ask what is pleasing to God. And the wonderful thing about our God, that He's good at telling us what is pleasing to Him. And as the creator of all things, we need to realize there's nothing physical in all of creation that He needs. There's nothing that we have that we can offer to Him. Because nothing that we have comes from anywhere but Him. But I guess as people,
但是人呢?
We sort of approach one another thinking. We're thinking that we are impressed by our lavish and expensive gifts. We think the more expensive the gift, it conveys the message that we value you more. Now keep that in mind now. Christmas is coming around.
聖誕節就來了。
Okay. You can try to impress me.
你可以試一下, 看看我欣不欣賞你啊?
But that's how we think.
通常我們就是這樣想的。
You know, that more expensive gift that we give somehow means that you're more important to me.
我哋俾你最越贵嗰啲嘢咧，就证明你对我嚟讲系越重要。
And the problem is that's how we approach God.
但系我哋就系咁样去对待神。
We think by giving Him and offering these precious things as sacrifices.
我哋以为我哋献上一啲宝贵嘅祭物。
It's more pleasing and acceptable to God.
就会令佢更加嘅接纳。
And so, as this passage tells us about the sacrifices of an ox with his horns and his hoofs.
咁呢段经文话俾我哋听，佢当我哋献牛嘅时候系有角有蹄嘅公牛。
See, an oxen was one of the most precious, most expensive sacrifices you could give to in sacrifice to God.
咁喺祭物里边咧，公牛咧就系最贵重嘅。
And so, this idea of giving the horns and a hoof was represent an ox.
咁话有角有蹄有角有蹄嘅咧，就系代表呢个公牛。
And so, if you were to sacrifice this most precious animal,
就系我哋献上呢个最贵重嘅动物。
You would think that would be something acceptable to God.
咁你就觉得呢个就系神会接纳噶啦。
But we see in this passage very clearly.
但系呢段经文话俾我哋好清楚，话俾我哋听。
That sacrifice is not what is pleasing to God.
呢一样嘢，呢个嘅祭物都唔系神所喜悦嘅。
Because we need to realize that once again, He is the Creator of all things.
因为我哋要记得佢系创造万物嘅主。
And so, in God's eyes, that most expensive sacrifice means nothing.
喺神嘅眼里边，最贵重嘅祭物都系微不足道。
And so, in passage in Mark chapter 12.
马可福音呢段经文十二节，
and it speaks about Jesus.
讲到耶稣，
and it says, and he sat down opposite the treasury and watched the people putting money into the offering box. Many rich people put in large sums, and a poor widow came and put in two small copper coins, which made a penny. And he called his disciples to him and said to them, Truly I say to you, this poor widow.Has put in more than all those who are contributing to the offering box, for they all contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, has put in everything she had, all she had to live on.
耶稣对银库坐着，看众人怎样投钱入库，有好些财主往里投了若干的钱。有一个穷寡妇来，往里投了两个小钱，就是一个大钱。耶稣叫门徒来，说：我实在告诉你们，这穷寡妇投入库里的，比众人所投的更多，因为他们都是自己有余，拿出来投在里头；但这寡妇是自己不足，把她一切养生的都投上了。
So we see the heart of Christ.
咁我哋睇到基督嘅心。
What are the horns and hoofs today?
So, we are today. The horns and hoofs are what?
I don't think we are any farmers here who raise cattle.
So, we don't have any farmers here who raise cattle.
So, what are the hoofs and horns that we give today?
So, we are today. So, what are the hoofs and horns that
we give today? So, what are the hoofs and horns that we give today?
或者你十一奉献
，maybe you even give more than 10%，
或者你多过十一奉献
，maybe even as high as 20%，
或者百分之二十
，maybe 50，
或者五十。
You give a huge amount to the church building fund maybe，
或者你奉献咗好多好大嘅数目系俾教会嘅建堂基金。
Whatever those things that you feel as most precious and valuable to you，
你觉得呢啲好宝贵嘅？对你来讲，呢啲嘅
，it matters not to God，
但系对神嚟讲都系唔算乜嘢。
But what is God looking for in your offering？
咁神喺你嘅祭物里边系要睇啲乜嘢咧
？He's looking at the heart from which that offering comes，
就系睇你嘅心献上呢个祭物嘅心。
So as man, we value the amount，
我哋人系睇呢个数量。
But what God sees and what He actually wants is what is the actual cost。In a person's life.
但是神所看到他想要的就是一个人的一生的实际他的价值是怎样。
God sees the heart.
神是看我们的心。
A heart filled with songs of praise.
一个充满赞美歌声的心。
That's what he's looking for.
就是神所要的。
Now that doesn't mean that God only wants those who know how to sing.
不是说神就是想要那些会唱歌的。
You don't have to be musical to sing God's praises.
你要赞美神，不需要一定是很会唱歌。
But what he desires,
但是他所愿望的
is for his name to be praised openly.
他所喜悦的就是他的名要被公开的去赞美。
Flowing out of a heart that truly believes and knows his grace.
一个从一个发自内心的真是相信知道他的恩典的人。
The praise of God is not only to be a personal, silent thing.
赞美神不是一个个人的一个默默无声的。
It's not something we keep internally to ourselves.
不是我们内在的。
A genuine heart of praise will gush forward in every aspect of a person's life.
一个真心的赞美会从一个人的生命的各个部分涌出来。
That means it's not limited to Sunday mornings.
不是只是说主日的早上。
During the worship service.
只是崇拜的时候。
Nor is it only for a fellowship with one another, other Christians in our fellowship time.
或者是跟其他基督徒的团契时间。
It is to be for all times of our lives.
而是我们一生的所有的时间。
And so when David says here,
当大卫在这里说,
I will,
我要,
I will praise, I will magnify his name.
我要赞美他的名, 我要称他为大。
There is a sense of determination.
就是有一个的决心。
A commitment that David is making.
一个承诺是大卫去做的。
He is not saying I might.
他不是说我可能。
Or he even say I should.
或者我是应该。
He says I will.
而是他说我要。
Do you have that sense of need in your life?
咁你有冇喺你心里边有冇觉得有呢一个嘅需要咧
？Conviction in your own heart.
呢个内心嘅感觉咧
？That you would say yes, I will.
你是说会我要
Meaning I will look for every opportunity to praise God
就是说我要用所有的机会来对赞美神
Before a watching world
在这个世界
As the world will look at us and see If you truly believe And praise the God that you say you believe in
当世人看我们他们是不是真的看到我们相信我们所说要信的这个神呢
It beginsEach day with a prayer.
就是从每一日以祈祷开始。
A prayer that you would begin in your morning.
在你清晨的时候。
That as you rise up.
你起来的时候。
That you would give thanks to God's grace for God's grace.
你感谢神的恩典。
For giving you a new day.
给你有新的一日。
And a commitment then from there on.
然后一个的决心。
To take hold of at least one opportunity that God brings before you.
要抓紧最少一个机会，神带到你面前。
That the Holy Spirit would give you to proclaim His praise.
让圣灵去俾你，去帮助你去宣讲佢嘅名。
That each day you look for that opportunity.
每一日就去揾呢个嘅机会。
Because you're saying, I will praise His name.
因为你话我要赞美佢嘅名。
Now it doesn't have to be a grand opportunity.
不是一定要一个很大的机会。
You don't have to look for to be on a soap opera box on Times Square shouting out his name.
你不需要在一个时代广场去大喊大叫他的名。
It could be something very common to you.
或者是一个很平常的一日。
It might just be within your own household.
或者在你的家庭里面。
But God will give you an opportunity to praise his name.
神给你有机会去赞美他的名。
You can praise God with anyone and anywhere.
你可以同任何人喺任何地方赞美神。
Is that the conviction of your heart?
咁喺你嘅心里边系咪有咁样嘅决心咧
？But always look for the opportunity that God gives you to go beyond the walls of your comfort.
一定要寻找神俾你嘅机会去超越你嘅舒适。
That you will bring God's praise and thanksgiving to others.
将神嘅赞美感恩带俾其他人。
And so God describes that His pleasure is more for that of our hearts.
神这里讲到祂的喜悦就是我们的内心。
And it says to magnify Him.
就要称祂为大。
It means to make God larger.
就是要让祂更大。
And we make Him larger with our thanksgiving for God.
在我们的感恩的心里面让祂更大。
And we make God larger for others in our lives.
We want to
keep God hidden and silent. But so we see in Acts chapter 1 it says, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria to the ends of the earth. God is making you that promise. That you will be. He's not making it conditional. So we need to understand that our ability to praise God comes because of God's great will for us. And so as we are Christ's witnesses, that's what all believers are. So even our newest members, as they stood here before us, they were giving witness to what God has done through Christ in their lives. So what does God see when He looks into your heart, even as you sit here now? Does God see a heart filled with the spirit of timidity? Fearful? Worried about how you'll be received by others? Or is a heart willing to take risks? We're willing to take risks for what we want. Are we willing to take risks for God's kingdom? So will He find a heart that seeks after Him? To bring the good news of Christ's love to the world. A heart that seeks to bring the gospel to at least one person. Have you been doing at least one person in your life? See, nothing's hidden from God. He sees all things and He knows all things. Now, I don't know if that knowledge of who our God is does it strike fear in your heart. But knowing that God sees our hearts. And what He sees, He knows. He sees the evil and the sin that resides there. But also knowing that this God, who's justified to punish us, and that knowing that we deserved every ounce of His wrath. But know this, that those who truly believe and love God, they also have come to know the loving grace of God. And so that this receiver of God's grace is truly humbled by that grace. And so when David speaks here of the humbled person coming before God. David is experiencing the grace of God in his life. And hopefully, as you know that God sees your heart, you also are humbled because you have experienced this grace in your life. The truth that Christ died on the cross for your sins. Humbles our hearts. That He would reach out to love a sinner like you and I. My saddened heart, then, therefore,
哀伤嘅心
will be like David's，
就会好似大卫咁样
，that is revived and is made glad，
可以苏醒，可以喜乐
，that we would know this amazing Almighty God，
因为我哋知道呢个奇妙嘅全能嘅神
，has called me His own，
称我为佢嘅自己，属于佢嘅。
How can your heart not be glad？
咁你嘅心点解唔会喜乐咧？
How can your heart not feel the excitement to know that God has made you His only child? You know, all the troubles of the world should pale in comparison. Even when we're attacked with all the problems and sins of this world, we can still be glad.Because we have Christ and all His promises. And so, does God hear our prayers? He'll hear your prayer if you are needy. You know, often in our lives,
很多时候在我们的生命里面
here lies the problem.
有一个问题
We only think that we need God when we have problems.
以为我们只是有问题的时候才需要神
And that's when we realize that we need to go before the Lord in prayer.
那我们那时才知道以为我们要在那时候才要去到神的面前祈祷
And we don't realize that we're always needy.
但是我们不知道其实我们是任何时候都是需要
It's not once in a while
不是偶然间的
It's not only when we feel that we're facing problems
不是只是我们觉得自己面对麻烦的问题的时候
Because when we realize we're needy it keeps us close to God
因为当我们知道自己是有需要的人我们就会去亲近神
Just take this example
就给个例子
As a childYou know, a child needs his parents.
小孩是需要的父母。
And so they'll stay close to their parents.
所以他们会很贴身。
You know, they might hold on to them.
或者捉住父母。
Because they know they're needy.
因为他们知道他们自己需要。
But once they begin to feel independent,
但当他们觉得自己可以独立的时候呢,
they begin to wander off.
就会走开了。
They begin to get into trouble by themselves.
自己就会惹麻烦了。
The closer we stay with the Lord,
我们是越接近神。
We'll find...That He is always there, and He will always hear our prayers because He knows we are in need.
我们就会睇到神就系喺嗰度，佢都听到我哋嘅祈祷，因为佢知道我哋系需要嘅人。
And then our hearts will be made glad.
我哋嘅心就会喜乐。
And don't ever think that you're too troublesome for the Lord.
唔好以为我哋太麻烦神。
You know that in your neediness, that God might get tired of you.
在我们的需求里面神可能觉得我们太烦
As a parent you might understand this
作父母的呢你可能会明白
When you have a child that clings to you 24/7
当你的小孩24小时都捉住你的时候
Sometimes some of you as a parent might realize I'm tired of this
有些父母可能都是 很累了
You try to hand them off to someone else
你想给他给第二个人顾下
Guess what? He comes back
他又回来你那里
You know that needy childAnd you might say, oh, I had enough. God is not like that. We're never too troublesome for the Lord. Because He knows we are these prisoners in this fallen world. Now we constantly be under attack by all the temptations of this evil world.So God never runs out of patience.
所以神不会说没耐心。
He doesn't get sick and tired of us.
他不会是觉得我们烦。
And He knows our troubles.
他知道我们的问题。
And you might wonder,
或者你会想,
will God get tired of me come back to Him time and time again?
神会不会很烦呢?因为我次次每一次成日来到他的面前。
Because we're going back to God every time and asking for forgiveness for the same things over and over.
因为我们每一次去到神的面前都是求神赦免我们同样的事
Because we have you know, habitual sins.
因为我们很多时候习惯上的罪
We have problems that keep on coming back in our lives.
我们的问题经常都重复
Will he stop wanting to hear us say, forgive me for my sin?
咁佢會唔會話唔想聽我哋求佢赦免咧
？Because it's the same sin.
因為同一個罪。
God does not despise His people.
神會藐視佢嘅人。
His beloved children.
佢所愛嘅兒女。
Will not get frustrated with you.
佢唔會覺得沮喪。
In other words, you will not become a pain in the neck for Him.
所以你唔會煩佢嘅。
His love and grace never has a limit.
佢嘅愛，佢嘅恩典係冇盡嘅。
And so it is by this grace of Christ that gives us reason to give thanks.
就係因為神有咁樣嘅恩典，所以我哋係就係要去感謝佢。
And it's also by His grace that we're able to continue to give Him thanks.
亦都係因為佢嘅恩典，我哋可以繼續嘅感謝佢。
And so Thanksgiving is a time for us to give thanks to God.
所以感恩節就係我哋要感謝神嘅時候。
For all that He has given to us.
為到佢所賜予我哋嘅一切。
All that He has done for us.
佢為我哋所做嘅一切。
And as we are experiencing His love each and every day.
當我哋每一日去經歷佢嘅愛。
We can always give thanks to God.
我哋就可以去永遠嘅去感謝佢。
For the grace that we as undeserving sinners get.
因為我哋係唔配得嘅罪人。
So God's praise not only comes from you and I.
所以神嘅讚美唔單止係從你同我而嚟。
David speaks of all creation.
大衛講到係被造嘅一切。
Because all of creation will experience God's restoration along with those who believe in Him. When He returns.
因為當耶穌基督再嚟嘅時候，一切被造物都會得到更新同埋。
So this fallen world will experience that restoration in Christ with us.
所以喺呢個墮落嘅世界裏邊，喺基督裏邊都會同我哋一齊去得到更新。
As we see the effects of sin upon all of creation.
我哋睇到罪喺對呢個創造物嘅被造物嘅影響。
And we experience that.
我哋都經歷到。
I just heard that there was 77 inches of snow in Buffalo.
啱啱聽到喺水牛城有77寸嘅雪。
That means it's more snow than the tallest person here.
係高過我哋呢度最高嘅人。
You know, that's what we live in is a world filled with problems.
咁我哋生活嘅世界就充滿問題。
Climate is just one of those.
天氣氣候係一樣。
But we have the world is affected by the distortion of sin.
呢個世界就係受到罪嘅影響，扭曲咗。
But God is faithful to His word.
但係神對佢嘅話語係信實嘅。
He will fulfill every promise He has made.
佢會成就佢應許嘅一切。
So when He says in verse 35,
喺第35節嗰度講
，God says that He will that something we can take as a guarantee that all that He says will come to pass.
呢度講到神要，咁我哋可以將呢個睇成係一個嘅保證，所講嘅一定會成就。
So he talks about Zion.
講到錫安。
And that Zion refers to the city of God.
呢個錫安就係神嘅城。
You know, it's where His people will dwell.
就係佢嘅子民所居住嘅地方。
And it's not referring to a physical city. Not even a physical place. But it's basically talking about wherever God's people live. That salvation will definitely come to them. So you can be in New York City, you can be in Hong Kong. God's salvation will come. God will definitely free His people from the pains and suffering of this world. And so He says that He will build Judah. Judah, the place that, the land that God promised His people. As they were led out of Egypt into His promised land.
当他们被带领离开埃及去到应许之地的时候
It is a promise of the inheritance for our souls.
就是一个对我们的灵魂的应许我 的产业
And this inheritance says for all God's people and their offspring.
这个的产业是为神的子民和他的后代的
But it's not necessarily talking about physical offsprings.
不一定是肉身的后代
But he's talking about spiritual ones.
而是一个属灵的
In Romans chapter 9 it says,
罗马书九章这样说,
And not all are children of Abraham because they are his offspring. But through Isaac shall your offspring be named. This means that it is not the children of the flesh who are the children of God, but the children of the promise are counted as offspring.
也不因为是亚伯拉罕的后裔，就都作他的儿女，唯独从以撒生的才要称为你的后裔。这就是说，肉身所生的儿女不是神的儿女，唯独那应许的儿女才算是后裔。
You know, we had before us two testimonies today.
咁我哋头先有两位同我哋做见证。
And they basically mentioned the fact that they were sort of raised or born into a Christian family.
佢哋都提到佢哋基本上都系喺基督徒嘅家庭里边长大。
You can be born into a Christian family.
你可以喺基督徒嘅家庭里边出生。
But you can't be born into God's family.
但系你唔可以喺神嘅家庭里边出生。
So it's not because you attend church every Sunday.
唔系话你每个星期嚟教星期日嚟教会。
It's not even because you were baptized in the church.
亦都唔系因为你喺教会里边受洗。
You only become a child of the promise.
你成为应许嘅儿女。
When you believe and trust in Christ as your own personal savior.
就系当你相信信靠耶稣基督作你个人嘅救主。
That's why when the children were baptized,
所以当儿童婴孩受洗嘅时候，
that parents were asked that they believe that they need to have Christ as their savior also.
所以父母就系要被问，佢哋系咪相信耶稣基督系佢哋自己嘅救主？
But also, Christ is your one and only Lord and Master.
同样，基督就系你唯一嘅主。
That's the only time you receive this precious gift of the Holy Spirit dwelling in your hearts.
就系咁样，你先可以接受圣灵呢一个嘅宝贵嘅礼物喺你嘅心。
And it tells us true believers in Christ's love, they love His name.
呢度讲到真正基督嘅儿女、基督嘅信徒系爱佢嘅。
And these are the ones who will dwell in God's promised land.
呢啲人就系要住喺神所应许之地。
True believers who are God's servants.
真正的信徒是神的仆人
who will have offspring, spiritual offspring.
他们有属灵的后裔
And as the Lord will use his servants to touch and transform the lives of others.
神就是要用他的仆人去改变去触摸其他人的生命
See, when he does that,
当他这样做的时候
they will have spiritual offspring.
他们就会有属灵的后裔
Can you count the spiritual offerings in your offsprings in your life?
咁你嘅生命里边有冇属灵嘅后裔咧
？Are you a proud parent?
你系咪一个好自豪嘅父母咧
？Of a spiritual offspring.
有属灵嘅后裔咧
？Thanksgiving once again is a time to give forth our thanks.
感恩节就系我哋献上感恩嘅时候。
But we seek to thank God by finding ways that to please Him.
我哋就系要寻求点样去喜悦神。
And so Thanksgiving is not thinking about the past, what God has given to us.
我哋唔单止系想喺过去神所赐俾我哋嘅。
It's more about the present that we live in.
亦都系讲到现在我哋所活着嘅。
As we are experiencing God's grace.
我哋经历紧神嘅恩典。
To realize that we are experiencing His grace more and more each moment of our lives.
我哋要知道我哋每一每一刻都经历神更多嘅恩典。
And so the Spirit of Christ will edge out any doubts we have.
所以圣灵会排除、消除我哋一切嘅。
Because we live in a world that will continue trying to bombard us to make us doubt His grace.
因为我哋所生活嘅呢个世界，让我哋时时都去怀疑神嘅恩典。
But as the Spirit of Christ lives in us, it replaces that doubt with a calm assurance of our salvation in Him.
但系圣灵喺我哋嘅心中，就让我哋去。用这个平安的信心来去取代
So we can give thanksgiving looking forward to dwelling into that city of Zion.
那你的感恩是不是期待可以在锡安山这个城市里面居住呢
So we can give thanks to God for past, present and future.
所以我们为到过去、现在、将来感谢神
And we thank Christ for making thanksgiving possible.
我们感谢基督让这个感恩节成为可能的
So,How does your thanksgiving to God show forth in your service to God?
咁你对神嘅感恩点样喺你嘅侍奉上显现出嚟咧
I pray that it's more than just lip service.
我希望你唔係淨係用嘴唇。
But it's a real investment in the kingdom of God with your lives.
而係真正嘅將你嘅生命投資喺神嘅國度裏邊。
A real investment.
係真正嘅投資。
That means your time.
就係你嘅時間。
Your energy.
你嘅精力。
Your finances.
你嘅金錢。
Your heart, mind, and soul.
你嘅心意念靈。
And when you invest your life for Christ,
当你将你的身心、你的生命
投资在神里面, you are the ones who know His love and love His name.
因为你就是认识祂的爱，也都爱祂的名的人。
That you know the precious name of Christ.
你知道祂宝贵，基督宝贵的名。
Because you are His servant.
因为你是祂的仆人。
How are you serving God today?
今日你怎样侍奉神呢？
It's not just for tomorrow.
不是只是明天。
What are you doing for God?
你为神做什么呢？
There are many things to do.
有很多事可以做。
You know, it doesn't have to be great things.
不一定是要大事。
But you can be doing things for God, even here and now.
就算现在你都可以去侍奉神。
And so we give thanks to God for that.
我们为此感谢神。
You know, one of the ways that we see a thanksgiving, a heart of thanksgiving, is for the, our choir will sing in response to that, this message today.
我们看到我们感恩的心，就是我们的诗班会带给我们一个信息。
They will bring to us the wonderful song, Awaken the Dawn with Thanksgiving.
就是这个歌，诗歌，就是用来，用诗歌来去唤醒黎明。
On this Thanksgiving Sunday,
咁喺呢个感恩嘅主日
，I want to take a moment for us to pray.
我哋一齐祈祷。
I want us to pray.
我希望我哋嘅祷告。
As you would stand before the Lord,
喺神嘅面前
，that you would make a commitment
去委身
to serve Him,
去侍奉佢。
That you would do something for God.
你要为神去侍奉佢。
I want you to pray until you make that commitment.
我想你一直嘅祈祷，直至你决定呢个委身。
Okay, that each one of you would make a commitment to serve God,
to
do something for His kingdom. Okay, so let us pray together that you would pray silently and you make your commitment to God. It could be something as simple as helping out with nursery.
可能就係好好簡單嘅事，就係幫助育兒室。
Maybe even to help teach Sunday school.
或者係幫助教主日學。
To teach Chinese school.
教中文學校。
To work in, to join the mercy committee.
或者係參與慈惠事工。
There's something that you can do for God.
你可以為神做嘅嘢。
Dear gracious Heavenly Father,
慈悲仁愛天父,
thank you for all you have done for us.
感謝你為我們所做的一切,
that you came to bear our sins.
你來到背負我們的罪,
help us now, O Lord,
求主現在幫助我們,
that we would know how to, what we should do for you.
讓我們知道如何去侍奉你,
Lord,that you would give us a commitment to serve you.
求你帮助我们定义去侍奉你。
We ask this so that your name would be glorified.
我们愿意你的名得到荣耀。
We pray this, that your church, your people, would have the power to proclaim Christ.
求你帮助你的教会，你的子民有能力去宣扬基督。
We ask this in Jesus' name.
祈祷奉耶稣基督名求。
Let's all rise and sing our last hymn in response, hymn number 446.
让我们唱最后一个诗。
Thanks to God.
欢欣感谢。
Thanks to God for my Redeemer. Thanks for all thou dost of God. Thanks for times that what a morning.Thanks for Jesus by my side. Thanks for creation at the same time. Thanks for dark and stormy day. Thanks for healing of my heart.
Thanks for peace within my soul. Thanks for prayers that thou hast answered. Thanks for all that has been done. Thanks for all that I have gathered. Thanks for all thou dost provide. Thanks for pain and thanks for hardship. Thanks for comfort or despair. Thanks for days and morning measure. Thanks for time beyond the grave. Thanks for us to dark the grace of. Thanks for us and faith and time. Thanks for all and this pleasure. Thanks for time and this time. Thanks for joy and thanks for sorrow. Thanks for time. Thanks for holding and tomorrow. Thanks for all eternity.
Let's receive God's blessing together.
May
the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God the Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you now and forevermore. Amen. Please be seated.
请坐。